You are now listening to a Poor Stephen podcast.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poor Stephen.
Yeah, so what we do on the show, we do politics, news, current affairs.
Yeah.
And as the local elections is coming up, the date is fixed for 27th of October, but there was some commission that was appointed by the IEC to ask, will it be viable still to have the elections this year? So we can't wait until they decide. So in the meantime, what we're going to do on the show, every Monday we're going to have a different political party and the candidate or their candidate only to tell us why we should vote for them, give us info about themselves, their party, the strategies, what are they going to do to woo the voters, to say, why should I vote for her or him? So, yeah, from this Monday on, every Monday night, we will have a different candidate here on the host with Justin and myself. So tonight, as Justin already said, we have Novina Pillay of Action SA in the studio. How are you, Novina?
I am fine. I just want to say thank you to the listeners and to Popla and Justin for having me here this evening. And I am also fully vaccinated.
Oh, good.
And thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming on a short notice, like starting this over the weekend.
Yeah.
I am glad that you make it. Just give us a little background of yourself, Novina. Who is Novina? Where does she come from? What does she do? Why your involvement, and just tell us about yourself in that regard.
Thank you, Papla. My name is Novina Pillay. I'm well known in the community. I was born here in Estrus, grew up here. I was 3 years old when we relocated to Cape Town due to my dad's work responsibilities. I came back when I was about, I think, 11 years old, and then I continued my schooling at PS4E, and from there I went to Estrus Secondary School. I completed my school at Estrus, and then I moved to Lodium, where I eventually got married, had 2 kids, and after my husband passed on, I then, you know, took up my career. Then I started working at attorneys' firms as a consultant.
Yeah.
And from there, it just went, grew and grew. And I got married to my second husband. I was just one of the lucky women that stayed at home mums.
Yeah.
And then when my daughter, I had a daughter that was mentally and physically disabled, so I took care of her. She lived until the age of 25. I was a sole provider.
Yeah.
And I took care of all her needs. And then when I lost my daughter at the age of 25, I took a sabbatical for 2 years. I moved to Cape Town just to get over it and to learn to cope again.
Yeah.
And when I came back, I decided, what am I going to do with myself?
Yeah.
How am I going to survive without her?
Mm-hmm.
Because it really took its toll on me, because, I mean, I took care of her needs, daily needs. She was constantly by my side.
Mm.
And I said to myself, what do I do with all this love and care that I have inside of me?
Mm.
And that's where my purpose in serving in a community was born.
Mm.
And that's when I decided, it just started off with a burst pipe here, power outage there, and I never realized the magnitude it grew into. But I have to say, this is my purpose in life, because I found fulfillment in by assisting in a community, and it just grew, and I just started helping more and more people, and I found out that I really love what I'm doing, and I'm passionate about what I'm doing. And last year, with the COVID level lockdown 5, I really experienced a different side of Estrus that really touched me deeply. And I saw how people really live in Estrus. I saw the pain that people are going through. I saw people going to bed hungry. And, you know, it touched me so deeply that talking about it sometimes makes me, you know, realize that we are very lucky. That slice of bread that you have yeah. appreciate it. The mm-hmm. roof over your head, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because there's others that doesn't have it. Yes, last year was a very difficult year. We gave out food parcels. And then we started giving out cooked food, between 800 and 2,000 plates of food. Not just in Estrus, but in Silverton and in Eastland as well.
Wow.
And we also did a Kimby drive.
Yeah.
And with my sector leaders, I wasn't the only one.
Mm.
They were also part of the whole team. But the Kimby drive, and then also where there was families that were in need of prayers, I arranged for pastors to come and pray. We also, you know, saw people dying in front of us.
Mm.
We saw not very nice things.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's things that has really touched me deeply. And it's this that made me want to reach out more to people.
Yeah.
Because I could see people's raw pain.
Sure. All right. Yeah, no, very inspiring indeed. All right, so you touched a little bit on, you know, yourself, like your drive towards providing for the community of Estrus and looking somewhat after their needs. So how does this link to your political career?
I saw that for the things that I'm doing, I need to get more involved.
Yeah.
And more I needed to get involved, I needed to get the political party on my side
mm.
in order for me to achieve much more. Because obviously me being alone,
yeah.
I cannot achieve everything that I want to in this community.
Yeah.
And this is what made me decide, you know. But it took me a while to decide if it is what I want.
Yeah.
Is it what I need? Mm-hmm. Do I really need a political party?
Yeah.
But yes, I realize I do. Because I had to look and decide, listen here, what is the best political party?
Yeah.
And then I decided, I love what Herman Mashaba did in Joburg.
Yeah.
And obviously, if I go for him, we as Action SA can accomplish much more together.
Mm.
So if you're going to be the counselor, what do you think are the needs of this community?
The needs of this community is so vast.
Yeah.
And so big and so challenging.
Mm.
There is a great need in our community. I'm going to say that the need that there is in Estrus,
yeah.
it's going to take all of us in order to clench that need.
Yeah.
When I say all of us, when in the event that I should be the counselor,
yeah.
I'm going to need the community next to me to take this community forward.
Mm.
Because it's not my community, it's our community.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need to take hands and move this community forward.
Mm.
As working in the community, I saw the need.
Yeah.
There's a need for employment for our youth. We need to look after our youth because they are our next generation.
Yeah.
They are going to take over from us.
Mm.
So we need to motivate them. We need to strengthen them. We need to give them back their self-worth.
Yeah.
And I cannot do it alone without the parents. Our schools have a big problem where our kids are, they go to school every day.
Yeah.
But what are they learning for?
Yeah.
That is the idea there. If I'm learning for, what am I learning?
Mm.
Where am I going to end up?
Mm.
And also our elderly people yeah. are in need of so much more because most of them are living in squalor.
Yeah.
They do not have anything left for a loaf of bread after they've paid their expenses, especially their utility bill.
Yeah.
So we need to look over after our elderly. We need to look after our youth.
Mm.
And that is where we need to concentrate on more.
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned unemployment. So how are you going to tackle that?
Looking at economic prosperity.
Mm.
We need to build a prosperous, sustainable economy that provides employment to South Africa.
Yeah.
Economic growth is vital
mm.
to our economy. and assist entrepreneurs and private sectors in order to provide employment to everybody.
Yeah.
Not just youth, but I mean to everybody, mm. irrespective of their color, yeah. their race.
But how, as a counselor, are you going to achieve that?
I will look at different entrepreneurial positions for our youth. What can they do? What are they interested in? And I will look in the community. Who can train our youth to be able to be skilled? Because skills, to be skilled, is very important. Because people that can do cabinet making, I mean, my husband is a cabinet maker. He always has work.
Yeah.
So I will involve people that can train our people. Doesn't matter if they're young or they're old. You're not too old to learn. In order to sustain themselves, I will then look at different options, like maybe get our people to be able to do welding. Let someone train them mm-hmm. so that they can earn their own income at the end of the day, yeah. because there is no work. So we need to do something that is sustainable to each and every one.
Mm.
Let's forget about employment. Our people need to employ themselves to sustain themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which option we go. If it's selling plants, if it's trained to do cabinets, building of cabinets, do welding,
mm.
anything or get... What I'll do is I'll approach companies. In order to see if they can take out our youth on, our people that are unemployed,
mm-hmm.
and to train them to be able to do the work so that they can come from there and then train other people and then start a company on our own here in Estrus,
mm-hmm.
where we can take on our own people mm-hmm. in order to sustain themselves.
All right. Okay. That sounds wonderful and very progressive. I think what we need to understand that as a community, we need to there needs to be some sort of movement towards something, and I do resonate with your vision for the community, especially for our youth. It really does sound inspiring. We are going to take a short ad break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk more to Navina and also about Action SA. What is their vision as a political party? We now are familiar with your vision as Navina, but we would also like to know your thoughts regarding what is Action SA's bigger mandate. Not only for us here in South Africa, but for the rest of South Africa.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Poort FM.
Yo Kasi, yo Stasi.
Thank you for joining us, and we want to remind you that you can engage with us on 064-119-6071. That's our WhatsApp number. If you do have a question for Navina regarding the local elections, maybe you want to ask something about Action SA that you're unsure of, do send us a message there, and we will gladly ask the question for you while she is in studio.
Yeah, thank you, Justin. In studio with us is Godfrey. So Godfrey got one question for Navina. Godfrey, how are you?
Good evening, Papla. Good evening, Navina. Just a question. You know that in the municipality you get certain portfolios, but what would be Action SA's target portfolio? You know, you get housing development, you get economic development, you get a whole lot. So what would be the key portfolio that Action SA would like to acquire when they step into a council?
Service delivery. And economic growth.
And economic growth. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you.
So in our own community, without now going to national, what other key factors do you think we need to address?
Key factors.
Key problems in our community.
It's service delivery. That is the most critical issue in our community.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that working with service delivery, I came across that our people, when they can, they cannot afford their basic needs once they've paid their electricity utility bill.
Yeah.
Especially our elderly. Once they have to go and borrow money from a money lender in order to pay the municipality bill, then they do not have money left for food. The same with our outages. Our infrastructure is so old. It needs to be not just upgraded. They need to put in new pipes, new boxes, DB boxes in every sector in our community. They need to refurbish our substation.
Yeah.
Because now every winter we sit with the same problem.
Mm.
And our people is struggling. Our street lights most of the time are not burning, you know. Once they fix this sector, the next sector is not burning because it becomes a danger to our people that leave 3-4 o'clock in the morning. They come home very late. But the key problem is utility bills. It is a nightmare.
Mm.
It's a nightmare. People have double billings on their accounts. They have prepaid, but they pay up to 9,000 to 12,000, others 27,000 rand double billing. They charge them prepaid, they pay prepaid, buy their prepaid, sorry, mm-hmm. and then they still charge them for conventional electricity. There's people that, the estimations is ridiculous, exorbitant amounts of 27,000 rand. There was one lady that paid 48,000 rand and said, this is what she owed because of the last 2 years they've underestimated her.
Sure.
Mm. So those are the type of things. And like I said, our elderly, they cannot sustain themselves because once they've paid the municipality, they do not have money left for food. The third month, they do not have food and they cannot pay the utility bill because now all their money goes to the money lender.
Mm.
They have no other option. And then the other critical issue that we have is the abuse of our elderly, the abuse of our kids, the abuse of women. Gender-based violence is very, very critical in our community.
Yeah.
And the problem is we do not have the facilities in order to see to their needs.
Yeah.
We do need facilities.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, we cannot have a safe house in Estrus. If we have a safe house in Estrus, it will be then for other communities because the mere fact that how many times will that safe house door not be kicked in? How many times will it not be smashed? So, therefore, they do not have a safe house in the community where the people are being abused. They send them to a different area for these type of things. But those are the things that we need in our community, is safe houses.
Mm.
We have to be looking at a center for our children that are addicted to drugs, that needs help. There's a lot of them out there that really needs help. And we need to look at these type of things.
Yeah.
So, yes, those are the critical issues that needs to be looked at.
Mm, okay. I'm glad you mentioned the drugs. What do you think will your strategy be along the CPF and the police to tackle this issue of drugs? As we know, this is a very serious evil in our community.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. Our parents are crying daily while the kids are dying.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it is. It's a critical issue in our community. And I will pull out all resources to deal with it.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you now today how will I deal with the issue then because it changes daily. Daily there's more drug houses opening in our communities. Daily there's children dying. So how do we deal with it? Is to tackle it head on.
But if you were made counselor today, what will you do?
That's the first thing I'll rid out, is to get rid of the drug houses.
But how? What are you going to do? It's not easy. You know, when you close one, 10 more open.
Yes, I'm aware of that. And I've seen it happening. Unfortunately, that is the answer it's something that needs to be done, not by me only, but by the community. We all need to tackle the drug houses.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if we do not have the support of the CPF and SEPs, then we have to look for resources outside to get rid of them.
All right. I want to take your focus just back to utilities a little bit. You said that it's for mostly, you know, that's one of your mandates, or as yourself, if you were to become councillor. But the issue regarding utilities and double billing and so forth, is it just a problem here in our community, or is it a problem for the whole Tshwane municipality? Because I tell you why I'm asking this. If then this is an issue, then what can happen is that, you know, all of the councillors around, or the new councillor, incoming councillors, can tackle this issue together. So it just doesn't come isolated, you know, like, how can I say, it's not just an isolated issue to Easterers, but it's also other communities around here that's struggling with the same issue. So don't you think that would be better? You are coming more stronger to the municipality, Tshwane municipalities, and saying that this issue needs to be addressed. It's not only Easterers, it's Mamelodi, it's Eastland, it's Silverton, it's all these other communities that are also struggling with the same issue.
Yes, it's not just Easterers, it's all over. Mm. I deal with different utility bills in different areas.
Yeah.
People always say Mamelodi has a flat rate. They don't have a flat rate.
Yeah.
It's just that they choose to pay that 500 rand a month.
Mm.
Some of them refuse to pay more than it. So there's no flat rate in Mamelodi, Atrichville, Soshanguve, because there's some of the clients that I assist from those areas.
Yeah.
We are busy now with, a group of people, that is working in Tshwane, that is assisting us. The group started in Mamelodi, whereby we're going to start assisting, you know, work together as a forum, in order to eradicate this problem. But eradicating it is not easy because it's different channels. Something that I've came across working with the utility bill, the one department doesn't know what the other department has done on the ground. So that creates a very huge problem dealing with these issues. Yeah. And then they have this, you know, the pensioners rebate.
Yeah.
The pensioners rebate doesn't really work because it's only pensioners rebate on their rates and tax while they have this huge water and electricity bill.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really help them. And then working with the utility bills, there is like affordability. But my main concern now is we're in a crisis. People have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
Others have their own businesses and they cannot go and work. Others have lost their business entirely. Some have taken a pay cut and they've never gone back to their original salary, the actual salary. When the levels came down and everybody started going back to work, people were dumped in a financial position because now the schools has opened, they have to go back to work, they have to pay transport, they have to see to their own needs, traveling up and down, and it came with a lot of other expenses.
Yeah.
So I realized that a lot of people could not afford to pay their full utility bill. Now it has amounted up to so much, to such a huge amount where they cannot afford a deposit. So my question to Tshwane is, or they can pay 5,000 rand, but they cannot afford, they can afford 20% or 10%, but they cannot afford 30%, 50%. Some of them have to, Tshwane demands 80%, but people cannot afford it. So my suggestion to Tshwane is work around the deposit they can afford to pay. And then work out a 60-month repayment plan in order for people to survive. Because remember, we're still in a pandemic, but they don't want to do it. Mamelodi got now the other day, a month ago, 60 months and 0% deposit. Atrichville got it 2 months ago. Not Atrichville, Lotus Gardens. Why? Because the councillors went to it and said, no, you're going to give these people 0% deposit in 60 months.
Yeah.
So they don't want to give it to Easter. So I had to team up what other people put with this forum in from different areas in order to get it for Estrus. We went to march to Tshwane House. So this week we will then have a meeting. But there's a lot of issues that our people haven't benefited from the COVID rebate either. A lot of them haven't. They don't know what the COVID rebate is about.
Yeah.
So they haven't applied for it. But I feel, why should we apply? Because it's only to get the interest written off, which is not much. You're still left with that huge bill. And this is a problem that we're sitting with. The things are not being corrected. I mean, you take this safety flat green boxes. Those people are just being estimated. And then the next minute they come with the actual reading. So nobody has a key for those boxes. Where do they get the actual reading? Which means it's still an estimation, which they say is the actual. So, you know, there's a lot of critical issues as far as service delivery is concerned that needs to be addressed ASAP, because our people are struggling really, really.
We have a question here from Mr. Jonathan Meyer. He said, housing is a big part of the problem. What's your comment on that?
Yes, housing is a big part of the problem. We have the seven ladies that is currently working on the housing, with the housing. What we thought of is, me, myself, if I should be counselor, I will look at all these empty lads. When you drive through Mamelodi, you'll see there's these wooden houses that is standing empty next to the hostel. I would look at all the empty pieces of land, and I will go to government and say, Otuane, come and give our people these houses. They can benefit. And we look from the person that's the old, longest on a waiting list, and we work from there, from the longest, and let them go and live in these houses. Because those houses, they have pipes, I mean, holes for water pipes. They, you can attach, put electricity on it, because it's got plugs and switches and everything. So it's like a little house. So we, yes, I understand housing is very critical, not just in Estrus, but in all the areas. But if we want to alleviate the housing crisis, then we need to look at different options. And that is the one option that I would say, you know, let's work on it. Get those little houses for the people and put it in on empty lands, because it's decent homes, it's decent Wendy's.
But they actually are not. They're falling apart, those things. That's why people boycott them. And also, you know, they were new, and just, I think they were budgeted for 140,000 per unit. And it's wood, like you say, and when it rained, the people couldn't even get to their houses. Okay, it depends where you put them, but do you think that is a solution, wooden houses for us? And also comment for us about Kavuki land. Is for Alma Liso. What do you think about that? Do you think that's the way we should go? Do you think people should grab land?
Yeah. No, I'm not in agreement with it. The danger of grabbing land is, what's going to happen if Tshwane decide to come and evict those people? Where are they going to go to?
They failed.
No, I know. I know they failed, yes. But what in the event that should they succeed? Where is the people going to go to?
But where are people going to stay?
No, I know. The problem is, I'm for Kavuki land, because people are tired of living with other people. Because your child is not free to go and get water, then they hear they're wasting water. They cannot play there in the yard, then you hear your kids are making noise. So children are not free. The people living in someone's yard, you're not free. I know, I come from there. So Kavuki land, yes, it's a bit of a problem for everybody, but it's also an option for our people to get housing quicker. Because Tshwane wants them off the land, and how they're going to get
them. No, they don't want them off anymore. They said, the ABC said, well, they've been there for more than a year now. We can't do anything. We just need to.
72 hours, they cannot evict you. They have to get a court order.
Yeah.
And if you stay there for more than 72 hours.
Yes, and if your structure has a roof, that complicates the whole process of getting them evicted. So as soon as a structure has a roof, you will struggle to get them evicted.
Yeah. If our people are prepared to move to different areas in Tshwane, then I think, you know, we can look at a viable solution for them. But then we also need to take in consideration, where is the children schooling? Are the children, is it viable? What is, how is the schools in that areas?
Which
where
area?
They are going to move to different areas, right? Lady Shelburne, if they're going to build houses there, Daspoort. Those are the areas where there is going to be structures coming up in the near future. So is our people going to be prepared to move to those areas?
Well, I think people are more than prepared.
The other housing solution that I would think of is, there's so many buildings standing empty in town of Tshwane. Why don't Tshwane, give it to our people to go and live in? I'm sure there in town is plenty of empty flats. If you give our people a flat, obviously, they're going to make it nice and they're going to look after it. Because how long have they been living in other people's yards? How long have they been living in Kavuki land? So I would suggest that Tshwane start looking at these type of flats and give it to our people.
Mr. Jonathan Meyer just extended his question. He said he will move there if he get a chance. The other question by Mr. Williams, he asked, what makes Action SA unique from other parties?
What makes us unique from other parties?
Basically asking the voter, why should they vote for you?
why should they vote for us? You ask me now a question. Okay. I would say, if I'm a voter, I will look at what do they stand for, where are they going from here, where do they come from, and where are they going to. The day you move from a different political party, where you had a cushy job with a big salary, and you come to a party where there is not even a stipend for you, it tells me how passionate that person is about the communities they want to serve. It tells me that they this is their passion. They love working in the community. This is where they want to be. And I would say voting for Action SA, Amin Mashaba has proven himself over and over again. And what he did in Joburg, he wants to do in the whole of Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, and again in Joburg. So I would say that he is now strong in what he wants to do. He believes in what he wants himself and as well as for the people.
All right. We are going to take just a short ad break and we'll be back right after these.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
It is 2 minutes after 7 o'clock on Poort FM. The conversation is going on off air as well. We are talking a lot. We are engaging a lot on issues, specifically issues about the community. And we just are moving forward with the interview. I think Papla has a question now to ask Novina.
The previous question was by Mr. Williams, what makes Action unique from other parties? Well, a follow-up question is actually, what makes you unique from the other candidates? Why should we vote for you, Novina Palay? What do you bring to the table?
You mean as a candidate?
Yes.
Or as a counselor?
You're the candidate that wants to be the counselor.
Well, there's a lot that I can do different in the community.
Okay.
There's a lot that I have done so far in the community that when you become a counselor or a candidate, when you work in a community, the first thing you need to do is build a relationship of trust.
okay.
in the community. And I have done that. I've built a relationship of trust, not just with the community, but with the Tshwane officials also that's assisting us. What makes me unique? I'm not going to say I'm unique, because what I do from the bottom of my heart. And I love what I'm doing, and I'm passionate about what I'm doing. For me, the day I stop doing community work, I'm sure I'll die or get old. But yes, I take my community serious. I listen to the issues that they have, and I take time off to make sure that they are serviced, they get what they need, and they lack nothing. If it's in my power to do it for everybody, yes, then I'll do it. So what makes me unique is because I'm passionate about what I'm doing, and I love this community with my whole heart. And I will go the extra length to make sure that this community will strive from one level to the next level. We will not go back to the previous, how Estrus used to be previously, but we will go to the next level and the next level to make it better for everybody in order to live here and be happy and to have the services that they are in need of. Tonight when they go to bed, they must say, I have lights that it's burning. I have food on my table. I am comfortable.
You mentioned taking it to a next level. Did you mention that?
Yes.
What would you mean by that exactly? What do you think we currently have that you as counselor going to change or will change?
Making Estrus safer for everybody.
How?
By getting more CPF people on board, by getting more police into our community, and get our people to be part of making Estrus safe.
Well, police are not a counselor's competency to decide. There must be more police here.
Mm-hmm. You're right, but I will go to the level in order to get it, mm-hmm. even if I have to use my party in order to be able to achieve what I want in Estrus, then I'll do that. If I have to go to Herman Mashaba and say, this is what Estrus need more policemen, then I'll do that. We need more vehicles for the police in order for them to move around, then I'll have to do that. But in order for our people to have a clean, safe environment to live in. I don't want a woman to come from work and say, like now, people are getting attacked coming from work. I get complaints regularly during the evening when they say a woman was just robbed now. So we need to have a safe environment. And a safe environment is where we start working with our youth and start working with our people and bring them on board to what you as a counselor want in a community. You let them buy into your idea. That's the only way we're going to make Estrus a better place.
Okay. Puti, say you saw an Afrikaans. Novina Saljeme can help with the cricket stadium van die jongseens verloor belangstelling.
Ja, Puti, sal jou kan help. Daar's baie channels dat ons kan exhaust om jou te kry, om die seens weer geïnteresseerd te kry in cricket. Nie net ons cricket stadium nie, maar in die waarheid al ons stadions mekeer reggemaak te word om ons kinders meer en meer in te kry in sport weer belang te stel.
Ja,
Boutique, ek sal jou kan help daar. Dit gaan net bietjie tyd vat, maar ons sal daar uitkom. Maar onthou, daar's baie kanale wat gevolg moet word om dit te kan kry. Maar ons, dit it's doable. It's doable.
I'm also asking on behalf of the community members regarding the issue of rubbish that we see around Estrus, and you know, there's an attempt to kind of clean it up for some time, and then the next time it's back again. So rubbish removal, refuse, how would you attack this issue? Because it's definitely not a clean environment as it was before.
Educate our people. We need to educate our people about what the dumping does to a community and how unhygienic it is.
Yeah.
We need to educate our community. And we also need to look at a way where we can eliminate the dumping. For example, maybe modified skips where it's easy for people to throw their rubbish in. There was some time ago, about 3 years ago, where they said that they're looking at modified skips. But then the story just died down. And when I went to go and inquire regarding to the modified skips, they said that the company is overcharging them for Tshwane. So they are still looking at other options. Yeah. But I mean, it's 3 years later and they're still looking at other options. So it's, you know, if we can get modified skips into our communities, I'm not talking about those big skips, because when you use a big skips, people cannot throw their dirt in there. So what happens? They throw it next to it. So when I talk about modified skips, it's where they can, even a child can walk on the skip and throw dirt in there. But then that thing just died down. But yes, we need to educate the community what it is. What is the challenges in dumping?
Yeah.
What does it do to a community in the health issues attached to dumping? So education is very important.
Yeah.
If you are now counselor tomorrow, how are you going to manage the ward? I mean, Estrus is very big. You get Nantes, Highlands Park, Mabop, Kersis. How are you going to run around in this big ward? And there's also Volkiedorp as well.
Oh, luckily, Volkiedorp won't be part of Estrus anymore.
It won't be?
No, it will be part of Ward 41. Currently, I'm using my sector leaders that inform me of things that's going on in the different sectors. So it works. So when I become, if I actually become a counselor tomorrow, I will set me up a steering committee from about different sectors. In order that, obviously, if it's someone from a political background, I will also let them be on a steering committee in order to assist me, you know, to...
Does it need to be from a political background?
No, but if someone is has the experience from a different political party, yes, then I will let them come on board. Because being a steering committee, on a steering committee, you should also have some sort of knowledge of what is going on. Because remember, I will be most of the time in council meetings. And I will also have other things that I need to attend to. So if someone come to maybe Gotti and say, Gotti, I have a problem with my, you know, I need urgent attention now. There's someone is busy breaking into my house. Gotti must know which channel to go to assist the resident. So it's people that know what channels to follow. Yes, a steering committee is very important because I cannot be all over the place at the same time. And I need eyes and ears to tell me what's going on, where is their problem if people did not. There's a lot of times people do not talk about the issues or they go to someone else. And then that person might just know, no, but Papla works in this sector. Let me go to Papla. Yes, I'm going to make use of a steering committee to assist. Because obviously I cannot run Estrus on my own.
All right. Any other questions?
Okay.
From the
Ellis Lavember says, how will Action SA develop the community economically with job creation, socially regarding sports and youth development? And number three is, what is making Action? Okay, that you already answered. Okay, let's do it one by one. How will Action SA develop the community economically with job creation?
By strengthening entrepreneurs like you, Alice.
How?
In order to strengthening and see where we can get maybe sponsors to sponsor him, to expand his business in order for him to do the job creation.
Okay. And socially, you see, sports, youth need sports.
The current situation in our community, sports is vital in order to get our kids off the streets. Yes.
So how?
The first thing we need to do is get our stadiums up and running again. Get coaches to buy into coming to assist our youth for soccer, for cricket. Get all the sports coaches or people that can train our kids to be part of the solution. in order for our kids to get them and to revive the sports again. Remember back in the day, sports was very, very, it was the main event in Estrus when we were still in school. It was very important. Sports back in the day. So now,
yeah, but that sport was one day or twice a year.
We toured, Papla. Remember, we went to Joburg, we went to Cape Town, we went to different places.
But that will be difficult because to have a sports against Boksburg, for instance, like we used to do, Reger Park.
I don't mean that. I said back then, sports was the main event in Estrus. Every year. So what we'll do here, we have to revive that into our people again. And let people's parents start buying into the idea that there's now people that can teach my child soccer. There's someone that can teach my child cricket. In order for them to encourage a child to go and partake in these sports.
Yeah.
And that way we will get the children off the streets and get them into sports. And revive these sports in our children, get them to participate and also to be interested in these sports events. And, but you know, being part of a soccer team, tell them what is so important for them to be part of a soccer team, of a cricket team. And then the first thing we need to do before we can even think of reviving these sports is to make sure that our stadiums are fixed. In order to go and play these sports there. And then we concentrate on, you know, getting coaches to coach the children, get the children to participate in the sports.
Yeah, I can agree with you on sports. It really does build someone's discipline a lot. So hoping that all of this will come to pass where we do see our kids back in sports here in the community.
I have to say, I've been to Cape Town in 2013 and I've seen amazing things that the guy from, was an actor, and the lady's name is Charmaine. I just can never remember the guy's name from Skeem Saam, way back. And, I went when we got to Cape Town the Friday night. Now you want to go to a club, you want to go party. And they said, come, let's go to theater. And I said, theater, what am I going to do on a Friday night in theater? I want to go visit Boulevard. I want to go, you know, dance in, I'm in Cape Town.
Yes.
And we went to this, they call it Amazing. It's a zinc place. But there's a lot of palm trees. But when you walk in, it's a total different scene. And I went to sit there like with a long lip because it's not where I want to be.
Yeah.
But what I've experienced there, I would like something like that to happen here in Estrus. They took all the children that were drug addicted and they trained them. They went out to take them out of the community. And what can you do? Can you dance? Can you sing?
Yeah.
Yes, we can dance. And what I've experienced there, these kids are dancing, they are singing. It was a total new experience for me. And the beauty part is these kids are overseas today. They sing as they dance as overseas. So that is something I want people to start doing here as well.
Yeah.
Let's not look at theater as just theater where you people are on stage. They didn't just, it's a theater, but they were interacting with the people. That was sitting there, they were dancing and singing in between the people and, you know, just performing in between the people.
Yeah.
And that is so amazing. You sit, you have a meal, you have a glass of wine, and people from overseas came there and they just loved it. And that is something that we should start doing here in our communities. Let the actors, the singers start taking our children out of the community. What can you do? Can you dance? Can you sing? Come, let me train you.
Yeah.
And that is also a sport where we can get our children out of the street.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good idea. I think you should pursue it even if you don't win the race.
Yes. No, that is what I want to do.
Yeah. And, you know, my perception is that to be a counselor can be a thankless job. Do you agree with that?
Yes, it is. I'm doing it. So I know what it entails. Late nights, no holidays. It doesn't matter where you are. You're still constantly on the phone. And
There's a question. I think you did touch on it, but let me ask it anyway. What are you going to do about the jobless young people in Poort who is looking for jobs?
I said that we're going to look at entrepreneurs, skills development, and start getting them skilled, whatever they are interested. Get companies to buy into training our kids. To develop a skill into them. Yes, that is the only way we can alleviate now unemployment in our youth, because now at the moment there is no jobs for anybody. So the only way is for them to start looking at other ways to earn an income.
I like that idea, because I think, and I think even today, As modern parents, we still have that issue: go to school, get a degree, go work in government preferably, your job is safe and all that stuff. I think we should get out of that mentality. And the skills issue in entrepreneurship is very, very important, very, very crucial. We need more skills in entrepreneurship talking in schools and with our kids and in our community.
Yes.
Because if you have a skill, you can feed yourself, you know.
Yes.
And another question here is, what is Novina currently doing as a shadow counselor besides addressing street lights and other infrastructure issues?
What am I currently doing? I don't just address street lights. I do service delivery. Water and electricity. People look at water and electricity as just you go, you find out. There's much more attached to it. There's a lot of places that I need to, departments that I need to go to in order to assist a community member with their water and electricity. It's not just go there, see how much you owe, and then come back and say, this is what you must pay. Because there's avenues that you need to explore in order to make sure that this is it what the person owes. Can I?
Any more questions?
There's times where people owe over 300,000. So I need to go and look, where is the 300,000 and coming from?
Yeah.
Is it what the person really owe? How many times was the person estimated? What can we do to make sure that this is not the money the person actually owes? And if the person do owe the money, whatever you... Can I have some water, Gotti, please?
Sorry for that.
Sorry.
I think this is actually the time to just take a small little break for Navina. I think she's been at it for so long and we've been stealing her time even. We do appreciate your time. And as soon as we come back, we're just going to hear her thoughts on the rest, or let her answer the rest of the question, and then closing thoughts from her.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Poort FM, your kasi, your stasi.
So we're back now with Navina, and we're just going to wrap up our conversation with her.
Before we go to the next and maybe the last two questions quickly, you wanted to go back to the job creation issue, Novina?
Yes, I just forgot to say something, while talking, it just crossed my mind. Let's go back to job creation. There's a lot of times where there's tenders coming to Estrus, and our people do not qualify for this cleaning of Estrus, the graveyard, cleaning Estrus, always given to someone else, cutting of grass. What I would do in order to create jobs for our people is let them, if there is, say, 12 cleaning companies, landscaping companies in Estrus, I will tell them, form a consortium so that your grading can go up in order to get the tender. And then we split. The graveyard is big. Estrus is big. Give each one a portion to clean. And that way, everybody, they can then get people in Estrus to come in cut the grass, get someone to clean in Estrus, and that person will then earn an income. The same with the graveyard. Split it in four companies this month. Next month, the graveyard just needs again cleaning. Give another four. So in that way, they can also create jobs for our people at the same time. Because why do we have to get companies from outside to come in and do work here in our communities?
I hear you on that one, Novina. It sounds noble, but that means Estrus companies will not be able to get work outside as well, doesn't it? Because then those works must be reserved for that area and that area.
I spoke to someone today from Estrus, a company. They started the job in Witbank. And this morning when the person went, they said, no, you're not a resident from Witbank. You cannot continue here.
But can you see? It's exactly that thing because it sounds noble to say, you know, the jobs in Estrus must be by the people of Estrus. But that means other jobs outside will not be for Estrus people.
Obviously, our people are not, some of them are not qualified in certain... But I'm talking about like landscaping. Especially that, because every time when there's a tender coming out for grass cutting, for cleaning of the graveyard, or cleaning of ESS, it's always companies from outside that get it. Why can our people not get it? And that is job creation in itself, because now in every sector they can take maybe three men or three youngsters that can put a bread on the table tonight. So why should people from outside get it? Form a consortium, and then your grading will be then according to what the procurement wants it to be. I know it sounds far-fetched, but really, if we talk job creation, we need to look at different options that's available to us. And I will look at different options to make it viable.
Okay. Buti says, what about our high school? One of three technical high schools in Pretoria, and Prosperitas High is a white elephant. I tried to go and help, but the SGB doesn't want to give in there. Are plenty young kids that we can give training, welding, motor mechanic, electrical engineering, and so forth.
Mr. Griffith will just have to come to the table because that is a community. It's part of the community, the technical school here at Prosperitas. The last time we approached him, he said to me that engineering company will then come and do give engineering courses there. But it never transpired. And that place is a white elephant. I've been to him again, and he said, no, he's just waiting for them. So now it's no more waiting. Now we just have to let him give it to us because it's part of this community. Mm-hmm. Something needs to be done. And, you know, we cannot sit back and let it go to ruins because that's exactly where it's going to now. So what I would suggest is it's the best place to start to do skills development.
Yeah, and I mean, we have Ford just here, basically around the corner, and they are doing motor engineering. Isn't that then your first outlet to go? I mean, Ford is part of a bigger program to create jobs
In Tswane,
over a couple of years. Why would it take so long, you know, for a technical high school to get help from someone who's right at the doorstep?
There's a question from Mr. Cook Colvin. He says, Novina, I'm the PRO of the Estrus Football Association, who struggled since the DA came on board, and they never assisted us with the broken stadium dressing rooms, etc. What will make you so unique as the Action SA to revamp our soccer stadium?
What makes me so unique to revamp it?
He also says, don't make empty promises, please. Thank you, Colvin Cook.
I'm not one for promises. I always tell people, come, let's see what we can do, how we can go towards this. So what I want to say to you, Colvin, is I'm not making a promise to you. I'm saying to you, I will do my best in order to get that place again where it used to be. It's not a promise. I will come to you and let you even go with me to in order to get that place back to its former glory for our children to utilize the place. It's not about promises. It's about, let's see how far we can get to get the place where we want it.
All right. Mm. I hope that answers Colvin's question. Mm. Papla, anything else? Any other questions?
Do you have any?
No, I think from my side, I am clear. Okay. With
all right. Novina, you know, the newly elected Zambian president, this was his sixth attempt. So sometimes people don't say no. What they are saying is not now. So you are entering this race and you know and exceeded that this can be a thankless job. But I hear your passion. I have seen you over the years being involved, helping here, helping there. And sometimes you don't win at the first hurdle, or the first race. There's a lot of hurdles. And if you don't make it, don't throw the towel in. We wish you luck. I wish you luck personally. Wish you, wish Action SA, Herman Mashaba. I think we need new people, but not with just empty promises that's just being there for being there. Herman will certainly get a role in the city. Him and his top dogs like Fakey, like the others. They will get their post there. And sometimes politicians just use other people to get to a platform. Mm. And then from there on, they don't worry and until it's the next election. And then they come and make promises and mobilize people. And there you go. But good luck with your campaign. Mm. It's not going to be easy. I think nothing worthwhile in life is easy. Mm. But this is a difficult task that you took on, but I'm sure if you put your mind to it and you and your party do well, then hopefully you can be our next councillor. And thank you very, very much. I much appreciate it. We only talked yesterday about the show tonight, and here you are. It shows that you, when your name is called, you are ready for Action SA. Thank you once again. And good luck.
I just want to say to all the other candidates, good luck. We are on a journey. So all I can do is I say to all the other candidates, good luck. Papla, it was an honor to be here, though you caught me off guard. Please don't do it next time. You called me last night for tonight. I just hope all the listeners, I want to say thank you for tuning in to listen to my big mouth. Have an awesome evening further. Yeah. Thank you, Papla.
Yeah, from my side again. Also, it's been a pleasure having you here on our show. And we invite you back. If there's anything else that you'd feel like that you didn't address in this show, please give Uncle Papla a call or anyone else here at the station, and we'd like you to come and plead your case
I just want to go off air with this message from Mr. Mashaba. Mm-hmm. Saturday had a very awesome day. He said Estra's people are warm hearted. He really enjoyed being here.
Yeah.
And he said that, you know, Estra's people have been marginalized. We never benefited really from anything. And his pledge to me mm-hmm. is that he will give all his support for Estra's in order for them to benefit from everything.
Mm.
So I'm holding him to that. I'm keeping him accountable.
Yeah.
But thank you very much and have a lovely evening further.
Thank you, Novina.
Thank you so much.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Papla has a final comment from one of our listeners.
Yeah, it's from Alice. He says, Novina is a great candidate and I will be willing to work with her. She has the ability to deliver. Thanks, Alice, for that positive message. I did inform her before she left the studio.
Yeah. And if you do have any other questions that you missed to ask the lady of the moment while she was in studio, you're welcome to send a message through to 064-119-6071 and we will pass it on to Novina. Yeah, thanking you for joining us and have a good and great night from myself and Papla.
Your Kasi, your Stasi.